This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, we have the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
In headlines, Zambia's net production expected to increase to 3.65 million tons in the 2024 to 2025 farming season. Four people admitted to Ndola Teaching Hospital after accidental firearm discharge. Activists freed in Tanzania after Kenyan government's demand. To present the news, I'm Lucy Ondwe. Zambia's maize production is projected to significantly increase to 3.65 million tons in the 2024 to 2025 farming season, up from 1.5 million tons recorded last year, representing a 141.91% increase. According to the crop marketing survey for the 2024 to 2025 season in Lusaka, the Zambia Statistics Agency ZAMSTAT Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda says small and medium scale farmers will account for 93% of the output, with large scale operations contributing the remainder. Ms. Mudenda estimates sorghum production at 13,794 tons, up from 2,865 tons. Rice at 39,457 tons from 24,566 tons. And soybeans at 288,798 tons against 169,700 tons.
In terms of expected production, we compare last season, we had 1.5 million metric tons. The current season, 3.655, 645.59, presenting a percentage change of 141.91%. Generally, we see increases in the expected production. Again, just to stress that this is the expected production, as my previous colleague has spoken to. But we also note that for some, we will have the expect lower production from the previous season.
Meanwhile, Acting Agriculture Minister Sylvia Masebo has disclosed that the National Food Balance Sheet for the 2025 to 2026 marketing season shows a total maize supply of 4,040,645 tons, exceeding requirements of 3,539,024 tons and resulting in a surplus of 501,621 tons. However, Ms. Masebo says deficits are anticipated in rice at 55,138 tons, 327,938 tons for wheat, and cassava flour at 636,921 tons.
Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I'm inspired by the remarkable resilience demonstrated by our farmers, many of whom replanted multiple times to ensure better harvests. The results from the collective efforts of our farmers are reflected in the crop production estimates announced by our acting statistician general indicating increases in production of some of our priority crops. This is indeed a great achievement, especially considering the drought the country had witnessed last season and the climatic challenges that occurred in the current agriculture season.
Four people, including two police officers, have been admitted to the Ndola Teaching Hospital after a female police constable accidentally discharged a firearm while handling it. The Copperbelt Police Commanding Officer, Patias Siandenge, says the incident occurred yesterday after Constable Ali Dambewe returned from a recovery operation. Mr. Siandenge says the victims have been identified as Inspector Elestina Tembo, who sustained a deep gunshot wound on the right leg, Inspector Mary Kawe, who suffered a complete fracture of the left leg, Community Crime Prevention Officer Justin Molimba, who sustained severe abdominal injuries with exposed bowels, and a Chinese national Zhang Lei, who suffered multiple fractures of the left leg. He explains that the incident occurred when the officer in charge handed over his firearm to Constable Mbewe for safekeeping after the recovery operation, and it is alleged that she tampered with the trigger, causing the firearm to fire rapidly. Mr. Siandenge says the firearm has been recovered and kept as an exhibit. FIAN Zambia has called on governments to recognize and support the role of small-scale food producers in conserving biodiversity. FIAN Zambia country coordinator Vladimir Chilinya has noted with concern that as the world commemorates the International Day for Biological Diversity, there has been growing destruction of biodiversity as a result of industrial, agriculture and human activities. Mr. Chilinya says biodiversity is under threat due to mining activities, climate change, agriculture and human activities, despite it being the foundation of the country's food systems. He says these activities are undermining the sustainability of the country's food systems, especially for small-scale food producers who depend on their land and environment. Mr. Chilinya bemoans that small-scale farmers, pastoralists and fishers play a vital role in conserving agricultural biodiversity through traditional seed saving, agroecological practices, and community-led natural resource management, yet they are often excluded from policy processes and face increasing threats from large-scale industrial agriculture and corporate concentration over seeds and land. The Nursing and Midwifery Council of Zambia, NMCZ, has announced that 116 candidates out of 232 that sat for the March 2025 licensure examinations successfully passed, representing a 50% pass rate. The NMCZ Public Relations Officer, Maile Sibanda, says this marks a substantial rise from the 23% pass rate recorded in the March 2024 session. In a statement, Ms. Banda says candidates will begin receiving their results via their respective email addresses starting tomorrow, Friday, 23rd May 2025. Ms. Banda has reiterated the Council's commitment to maintaining high standards in the nursing and midwifery professions, ensuring that only competent and qualified individuals are licensed to serve in Zambia's health sector. In global news, an activist detained in Tanzania for 3 days has been released shortly after Kenya's foreign ministry demanded his release. A top official in the ministry, Korir Singeoi, said on X that Boniface Mwangi was now back in the country. Lawyer and fellow activist Khalid Hussein told the BBC that they were together in Kenya's coast region. We monitor the BBC for details in this story and also for other global stories.
Tanzania has released a Kenyan activist 3 days after his arrest. Boniface Mwangi had travelled to Dar es Salaam to observe the treason trial of Tanzania's opposition leader, Tundu Lissu,